It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already mid-June, June 19th and 20th, depending on when you're listening to this. I want to give a big shout-out to my guest last week, Lisa McCoy, who is the director of the Auto Road and the director of the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, which is happening as we speak. And this week, though, we're going back home, so to speak, and the focus is going to be on various topics related to oral health. So with me this weekend is Northeast Delta Dental's chief dental officer, Dr. Mitch Curray, who is one of only four dentists in New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont that have achieved a remarkable, I would say, courageous accomplishment of 50 years of a participating dentist. And of course, not to divulge anything, but of course you go to 4 years of college and then 4 years of dental school, and then you get started. So to then be able to still be so active and do 50 years of participating as a participating dentist is awesome. So Mitch, thank you for joining me. And of course, Mitch, you'll still work with me here at Northeast Delta Dental, and you've been doing that for 26 years. So how have you managed that?
I'll tell you, Tom, it's outstanding. Okay, and here, ladies and gentlemen who are listening in, of course, you understand I had to say that. Nonetheless, 25 years. Yeah, you know what? Just like you opened this up, I was just so shocked. All of a sudden, you were there, and Tom actually presented like a plaque and everything to me in front of the entire group. And so I'm going, you got to be kidding me. Time just goes like that, bang, bang.
It does, and what Mitch is talking about is we have a celebration when a dentist reaches milestones, whether it's 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, and 50. We celebrate. Pre-COVID, we went to the dental office, and this year we did it virtually where Mitch came into Concord from his where he practices in Goffstown, and we did it in front of all 250 of our colleagues, and there was a nice photo taken, and of course that gets publicized in what we call our Insider, which is the newsletter that goes to the entire dental community. So it does happen quick, because when I hired Mitch, believe it or not, you had only been, because you've been with me for a quarter of a century, right, at Delta Dental. That means you had been a dentist for 25 years, which when I was hiring you, that seemed a lot. But now that you're at 50, it's like, boom, where does it go?
I'd say, where does the time go? And, Tom, just a note on that, if I may. One of my favorite authors is Stephen Covey, okay? I'm sure everyone...
Me too. Speed of Trust, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And his Seven Habits of Successful People, and that whole thing is a huge book, which I've had a chance to read a number of times. And, the one thing he talks about, you brought it up, he talks about the ladder of life and putting it up against the right wall. And then, of course, you got to climb up the ladder. And, oh, my God, 25 years. So I added this time, and as life permits, you want to put the ladder of life in the right place. That now, there's no script from everything we've just been through. This is not as is, and everything will return to normal. The wall of uncertainty and change that was created by this pandemic can be the placement of the ladder of life on the wall of opportunity and optimal health. And, of course, that's where we are here at Northeast Delta Dental. And scaling that wall, I'll tell you, sometimes it means that you have to be healthy, and you've got to have some good eating habits. Tom is really hot on that, Relationships with an attitude of acceptance, and even a touch of common sense. And in my particular case, I love having a sense of humor, and that's really important. And as I look at a particular project that I've been working on for, what is it, 3 years now, Tom?
Well, I think in terms of New Hampshire, we're talking about the Veterans Dental. Let me just kind of tee that up for Dr. Curry. So essentially, about actually 5 years ago, I was listening to a radio program, and the host was talking about the fact that veterans, when they go to the Veterans Administration for their oral health needs, that 9 out of 10 times they're rejected. And again, it's not because of the beautiful people at the VA, but it's because of congressional guidelines, which basically, I'm summarizing, of course, but basically what they say is unless you were a POW, unless you're fully disabled, and unless you were just discharged in the last year, you don't get serviced by the VA. So oftentimes a veteran who is in oral health pain goes to their local VA, and again, the local person at the VA would like to help him or her, but they can't. So that was pointed out to me as I was driving to another meeting. And so during commercial break, the host called me and said, "Is this true?" And I said, "Well, look, this is a true story, everybody. I'm about to jump into a meeting. Let me finish this meeting, then I'll do my research." So I did exactly that, came back, and of course, indeed, it's true. And we validated it with a lot of research, and we actually met with interim director of the VA in Vermont, and basically he confirmed that, yes, we can't see most veterans because they don't comport with these rules. And so what Dr. Curry and I did quickly was say, okay, what can we do? We can't wait for Congress to change rules.
No.
So Dr. Curry swung into action and created this mini network. So why don't you go from there, and then after commercial break, we'll talk about the latest, what we did in Maine.
Yeah, and I got to say, seeing a patient, it's more than just seeing patients. It's about helping them understand what the dental care is. And you'd be amazed when you're working with veterans. Some of them have not forgotten necessarily, but all of a sudden it brings it to a head. And what we're talking about here is integrative dental care, because it's not just about fixing teeth or having your teeth cleaned. It's much more to see some of the devastating aspects in terms of people's ability to actually be able to talk to other people, to actually want to be seen in public, to actually wanting to, maybe seek another job if that was possible. Most of them are retired and have some sort of a physical or an emotional piece that goes with that. And I can tell you this much. I've seen my share. We've, along with the cadre of dentists that I've put together, there's about 14, 15 dentists currently that actually work with the veterans. And, It's not just about giving easily understood explanations about dental procedures. It's more about making that patient feel valued, and that veteran in particular. We talk a lot about health equity, and it means that everyone has a fair and just opportunity to be as healthy as possible. That's a little bit about how I take it, not just as I work with Delta, but also as I work within my practice. And it's always been something that I've kind of held. And Tom talked about removing the barriers to care and how essential that is in ensuring that every community, in this case the veterans community, receives access to quality and affordable health care, and they deserve it. And trust me, in April, by the way, of this year, the ADA Health Policy Committee published data looking into racial disparities in oral health. And I kind of count my veterans in that game. I are one, by the way. The data also highlighted the dental care utilization among the U.S. population. And you know who was on the bottom of that? That's right, the veterans who have served this country and have fought for your freedom and mine. And the program itself is, as you wish, if I had to look at a mindset. The mindset is one of compassion and helpfulness. And you would be amazed when you see these folks coming through, how you feel, and you're going, how fortunate you really are. And what they get is they get a full comprehensive exam. They get x-rays. They get cleanings. And sometimes that's just the beginning. And some of them are incredible pain. And when they are, that's the first thing that I want to treat, as well as the people who make up the cadre of dentists who work with me.
So Mitch has said a mouthful there, and I just want to give him a kudos. One, he also served our country, so thank you, Mitch. Number two, many of the dentists who have agreed to be in this network also served our country. Delta Dental pays them, but on a significantly discounted basis, so we can use our resources wisely. And our board of directors of Delta Dental of New Hampshire are so generous with assigning a pretty significant budget number to this project. The other thing Mitch mentioned is it's oral health, but it's social. Sometimes, you know, they talk to us and then they can't get to Mitch's office, or they have other social needs. And the other point that Mitch made, how many times have we gotten really nice notes from these veterans saying, I was finally able to go to a family reunion, and there was one particular veteran that was dying to go on a boat cruise with his family, but didn't have teeth to do it. And then once you handled that, then he went ahead and did that family reunion. So it's great, great story. And it is kind of, you and I both, we've talked about this, but it's personally frustrating that the government doesn't do more for our veterans who served our country. But we'll talk after commercial break. We'll talk about the longer term solution. So you deal with this day to day. I mean, I usually take the first call and then I forward it to you. So listen, we have about 1 minute before the first break. Tell us, okay, so now I forwarded the message to you, let's walk it through from there.
Okay, so I'm not quite sure as I caught it yet, but that's okay.
Basically, once I connect you to the veteran, what steps do you then take?
Sure. So what happens from there is then they come in, we take a look at them, and then we either have to refer them to a couple of other folks in the cadre, or they actually become part of our particular practice. And so what we find is that many of the times, because we kind of joke, the joke is that when they come in, I'm an Air Force brat, so to speak, and when they come in, what we do is we actually give them the word that it's okay if you couldn't get into the Air Force.
That's great. And it's not, and there's no truth to the rumor, listening audience, that Mitch can still fit into his whites, his white uniforms.
Right,
there you go. All right. So we're going to return with this wonderful gentleman dentist who not only is a great dentist, but has worked side by side with me literally for a quarter of a century. And if we have time after we explain the main program, we'll talk about some exciting things going on at Northeast Delta Dental. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this weekend, the 19th and 20th, Dr. Mitch Curray, who is our chief dental officer. And we're here to talk about veterans dental, but some other things. And as mentioned before the break, there is definitely a need out there for us to handle the oral health needs of our veterans. We need to work with Congress to change some congressional rules so that more veterans can be seen at the VA. In the meantime, there's pilots going on across the country, including Maine, which I'm going to ask Mitch to explain in a minute, and all the work that Mitch has done really for the past 4 or 5 years to take veterans out of oral health pain. In addition, we have relatively inexpensive programs that sometimes if we think the veteran can afford it, and it's relatively inexpensive, but not many can afford it. But if they can, they can buy a dental program on DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, and then they can continue their coverage, you know, with regular insurance. So why don't we close with New Hampshire? We've been doing this for several years. The board of directors of Northeast Delta Dental will continue to budget. And any final words on New Hampshire before we segue into Maine?
Yeah, just one final thing. You'd mentioned how these veterans eventually purchase some sort of dental insurance. Well, the bottom line is, of course, we're fortunate because then they choose ours. And I think we have incredible benefits, not the least of which is the fact that, you know, how we give 2 cleanings a year. But there's also the fact that there's an additional cleaning available to that. And this is how they come back after we've done our initial look-see, and they say, wait a minute, I feel more fortunate. Thanks to what's happened with this program, I now have a job. And I don't need the program anymore. How can I help my brothers and sisters?
Yeah, that's another thing, Mitch. How many times do we get a letter for someone thanking us and saying, by the way, I've referred a buddy in need. And by the way, you know, here's a small donation to help, you know, the next person up. So that's a great point. So thank you for that. So let's, before we move on to Maine, just to remind the listening audience, so the 19th and 20th, when this show airs, is the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. And this year, in order to be COVID safe, the women are running on Saturday the 19th and the men on Sunday the 20th, kind of a Father's Day weekend thing. But many of the some of the dollars for proceeds of the race go to the Oral Health Center in Coos County, the Family Health Center. So even when we sponsor events like road races, there's definitely an oral health component. So I know our listening audience spans a little bit into Maine, but mostly New Hampshire, so we don't want to get too much detail in Maine, but learning from our experience in New Hampshire, then you pulled off a coup as to how to do this even more cost-effectively in Maine. So tell us about that, Mitch.
Well, here's what happened. I'm fortunate. I've been practicing already. Wait a minute, I'm going to cover my mouth because I don't want to say the number. Anyway, well, Tom will be happy. Bottom line is this. Getting to know those people who are generous, you wouldn't believe how generous dentists are with the causes that they celebrate. One of them is that the veterans within this group are indeed, except one, I think, out of the whole lot, is not a veteran and giving back. So we looked at this in Maine, and not having practiced in Maine, though it's not that I don't know any of the crowd makers, I do through Northeast Delta Dental, and my functions as chief dental officer, we tried to say, how can we be of some help here? Well, don't you know, sometimes when you ask for something, it shows up. So there's a young lady, her name is Sarah Sherman. She works with the veterans program over in Maine. So Sarah gives Tom and I a call, and she says, yo, I hear that you guys have a wonderful program in New Hampshire. What can you do for Maine? I said, funny you should mention it. So Tom, myself, and a number of other folks within Northeast Delta Dental got together, and we tried to figure out, can we find a cadre of dentists, in other words, the same model that we have here in New Hampshire? And what we found was that the need was so immediate that we had to go to Plan B, if you wish. Not that Plan B is a bad one, but Plan B. So we said, look, can we get some money through Sarah's group and actually get some of these folks who need this help? And so Sarah said, yeah, sure, let me know. Then Sarah went into, like, where is the need the greatest, data being the piece. She found that, and this is no shock to anybody on this program, that the northern part of Maine is where the need is greatest for veterans. Specifically veterans. There are other pieces, maybe a racial piece at some later time, Tom. But there's also that particular piece. And she said, well, how can we get the services there? And I don't know anybody in northern Maine that is Tom, other than our casual conversations that we have with them as board members are in that area and so forth. But bottom line was, we found that federally qualified health centers that essentially are centers where those who cannot afford for their overall health, never mind dental, but who can't afford for their overall health. Actually, those centers are subsidized by the federal government, and they have a certain amount of dollars they can play with to assist people with their overall health, bottom line. And, you know, Tom, jump in if you want.
No, you explained it well. I mean, I think what Mitch did, we just take one step back. The first thing we did was get the Delta Dental Plan of Maine Board to do a budget the way Delta Dental Plan of New Hampshire did. And once we got that approved, and we were fortunate that The main board, Delta of Belter, includes, you know, some veterans, and so they explain that Maine, like New Hampshire, has a disproportionate percentage of people in the population that have served our country. It's still not a big percentage, by the way, nationally, the number of percentage of people that have served our country. But in Maine and New Hampshire, it's a little greater than the national average, so there was total support for introducing this in Maine. And then we said through this pilot program that the federal government's put together along with the state of Maine, where Sarah Sherman works, that we could assign our budget dollars to these FQHCs that Mitch described, or federally qualified health centers. And so we've given our money to the federally qualified health centers, and now they're seeing, you know, Maine veterans. That's pretty much the model. The difference between Maine and New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, literally, Mitch and I vet the veterans, and we hear all sorts of great stories and, you know, the Battle of the Bulge and everything, and there's a lot of social needs. And in Maine, you know, that function, that social function is, you know, taken care of by the FQHCs, or the federally qualified health centers. And I just want to, that reminds me to say one other thing. When I say Mitch takes care of veterans, sometimes, by the way, everybody, this also means, you know, taking them out to lunch, talking to their family, celebrating with their family. So anyway, thank you, Mitch, for being the man that you are. And I think you, you've described it well, because You know, in terms of oral health inequities, you know, one of our major goals over the next several years is to deal with oral health disparities. And what our new mantra at Northeast Delta Dental is, everybody, and I emphasize that, everybody deserves, you know, a healthy smile.
You bet.
And that's veterans, you know, that's underserved populations, that's people with regular insurance and people who don't have regular insurance. So thank you, Mitch, for that. So let's switch gears just really quickly. The Medicaid program is currently in New Hampshire, only exists for children, and we've led an effort along with the New Hampshire Dental Society and the New Hampshire Oral Health Coalition and many others to establish an adult benefit for the Medicaid population on the dental side of things. And where it stands now is that there is bipartisan support for it, and it's just now there's negotiations to include the proper budget money between the Senate and the House. So that's what's going on there. So thank you for helping, Mitch, in that effort. And you briefly touched on Health Rural Wellness, or the HOW program, which is a program we put on. So briefly, we've got about 1 minute. If you could explain how someone goes in, they're a Delta Dental of New Hampshire subscriber, they have the HOW program, which is just about everybody that has our insurance. What does your hygienist do, and then how would they get the third or fourth cleaning in the calendar year? You know, is it based on evidence? How does that whole work? And try to be brief. We have about a minute.
Sure. Yeah, and let me just do that. So it's really about data. And what we do is we look at the gum conditions, if you wish, and we look at the decay rate, and we look into make sure that they're, you know, oral cancer free, because we all do that exam. And so those are the three pieces to it. And then there's numbers that are assigned, because this is something that's been researched for the longest time, Tom. I can't remember how long we've been doing that. But the bottom line is this. Once they come in, we don't just look at them. We actually take a look and see the severity of the disease that they have. We're able to actually put a number to it. The thing I really like about it is I put it up on my screen, and people can actually see it. And then we turn to them and say, you know what? I need to see you three times a year because of the gum condition that you have. That's the kind of terminology we use. And I said, I have better news. I said, do you remember how you used to have to pay for that? Guess what? Because of the way Northeast Delta Dental looks at you as a whole person, you need to know that we actually don't need to ask you to even pay up on that. Your company, the instrument that you have chosen, will actually take care of that.
Exactly. And it's all based on evidence, so we don't have time to get into it. But the two cleanings a year, well, certainly it's a good proxy and a good benchmark, was actually based on a toothpaste advertisement or commercial saying, go to the dentist twice a year and brush your teeth with Pepsodent. That became a plan design when, in fact, some of us, like me, need to go three or four times a year, and Northeast Delta Dental, you know, pays for it. So it's based on science, and it's really revolutionized the dental in New Hampshire, and we call that the HAW, or Health World Wellness Program, and it's powered by a company called Proviso, which we purchased several years ago. So, Dr. Cray, as always, we always run out of time. You're the best. Congratulations on 50 years of participation, and for keeping the level of energy so high that you're handling so many veterans, and also for orchestrating a similar program in Maine. Dr. Cray, Chief Dental Officer of Northeast Delta Dental and practicing dentist in Goffstown, thank you for joining us this weekend.
Thanks.
And happy Father's Day, too.